the Fairview Aggies, and this is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live, sponsored by Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Happy Homes Real Estate, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Good evening, football fans from Dafford Smith Stadium on the campus of Fairview High School. You are tuned in until Friday Night Live. It's the regular season finale of 2018. Dylan Deemer, Christopher Greer, and Joshua Lawler on the call tonight. In years past, the Aggies have dominated this rivalry, but it was renewed. The Broncos have surged to win. Favorite to win this one tonight is Holly Pond, given a playoff berth along with Good Hope and Addison. But only Addison and Holly Pond know where they're going next week. Good Hope seals their fate tonight with a win over Hanceville. Then we will know who wins out the three-way tie for first in that region. But enough about that. More on this one. Here's Chris Greer.
Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting game tonight, Dylan. On paper, if you look at it on paper, Holly Pond definitely has the edge. But we've seen Holly Pond have the edge on paper before.
Right.
And this is the last game of the regular season. The seniors have nothing to lose. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I think Fairview, with it being at home, last game of the season, I would not be surprised to see a Fairview upset.
Really?
Fairview has some weapons. They have some very talented, skilled players. We've seen them before. You know, if they can get some of these guys involved in the game, number 6, Dane Black, the quarterback, has just this effortless throwing motion. Three-quarters sidearm, and he can wing the ball 30, 40 yards. On the other end of that, number 17, Jamal Dumas, super speedy wide receiver. He's
right.
Also a kick returner. We've seen him before break it and take it 80, you know, 90 yards to the house.
Right, right. We have. We saw that at West Point. Josh, what do you think about these two teams out here?
Yeah, I think everything on paper is pretty much going to seal the deal tonight. Holly Pond has been a strong team all season, although they may have met a couple of teams that were ultimately better than them. I don't think Fairview's going to give them too much of anything. I think Fairview has struggled entirely too much throughout the conference area and now into a rivalry game. They're kind of coming in with their heads hung low. As the season comes to an end here on senior night, I just don't think they'll pull it out tonight.
You don't think there's nothing to lose for this team? I mean,
no.
Look, Holly Pond's not out if they lose. You know, there's nothing that's going to say, hey, we're taking time on over Holly Pond. So, you know, Holly Pond is going to play, of course, football. But, you know, what would prevent Fairview? It's all about, you know, bragging rights.
Right. And I expect to see Fairview throw everything at the wall just to see what sticks. The only way that Fairview, in my opinion, the only way that Fairview has a contest here is if Holly Pond intentionally sits some of their players early to try to save them for next week, keep them healthy. There's no reason in getting hurt in a rivalry game. And if it's as big as everybody around Fairview says that it is, you know, getting antsy, getting some extracurriculars going may not be out of place. So maybe Holly Pond protects a couple of key players early in the maybe even in the first half if the score's good.
And I'm looking over here at the Holly Pond side right now. They're over in the stands up here on the wayside because we're here at home for Fairview. They're going over here, and you look over, and you see a lot of the starting keys, but you also see a lot of JV players, looks like to me. Like, you know, they've got a lot of their youth coming up for this one. I think it's going to be, you know, a game you get experience for. You're going to the playoffs next week, no matter what's going on. You know, a loss tonight doesn't anything, Chris.
Well, and what you always want in a football team is you want your old dogs to show the new pups how to come along.
Right.
And so it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some of these JV players coming up for Holly Pond. You know, Holly Pond is a solid, solid football team.
Absolutely.
They have good fundamentals. They're well coached. They've got good game planning. You know, I expect this is going to be a closer game than any of us expected when we picked this one for game of the week. I think that it's going to be tight because we're in Fairview, and Fairview has nothing to lose.
Of course, Kyler Chaney for the Broncos being coached by the same coach that coached A.J. McCarron in his final high school season before sending him off to the University of Alabama where he won two national championships. You know, you look at both teams, Josh, and, you know, we've seen Holly Pond. We've seen Fairview in our Friday Night Live broadcast. And when we saw Holly Pond, we didn't see with the Holly Pond that was taking it to Viamont, taking it to Locust Fork. Of course, last week being the big region win against Viamont that sealed Holly Pond's fate going to Geraldine. You know, you look at these teams, region-wise, Holly Pond
struggled with a few teams, and those teams, you know, are probably the top two seeds in the playoffs right now.
Right, right. And that may make a better case for that scenario. Ultimately, I do think that it'll be a good game. It may wind up being a close game, but I think one way or another, we're going to see quite a bit of talent tonight, one way or another, possibly mostly coming from Fairview, because like you said, they don't have anything to lose here.
I am excited to see both these quarterback play.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got a quarterback who's really talented for Fairview.
Pause for a moment of silence.
You know, you've got two very talented quarterbacks, one on each side. I think the quarterback play is going to really define the game. Whoever has a hot hand, that's going to be the winner.
All right, we're going to take you to the field with the national anthem we played here, the Fairview Band performing. Our national anthem performed here by the Fairview Aggie Band. We're giving you the full experience tonight here on Friday Night Live. We'll take a quick break with the starting lineups coming up in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. the investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on the campus of Fairview High School at Dapper Fifth Stadium. Here come the Aggies right now as they come out to take the field. We've got captains for both teams as well as starters ready to go. It's going to be a chilly night here in Fairview. It's going to be in the upper 40s as we get started here. Getting down to the mid-40s and lower 40s. I think it's about 30s overnight. I don't want to scare anybody to get the heaters out, but you know, it is November, and it came without hesitation.
As long as you don't say the S-word, Dylan.
I'm not going to say that one.
Yeah, that's right.
I need to pick up milk and bread on my home, so don't say that word.
Got to get milk and bread.
Captains for the home, or the visiting, Holly Fawn Broncos, number 4, Rick McBee, number 18, Al Cornelio, Tyler Simmons, number 27, as well as number 72, Jesse Day. For the home Fairview Aggies, Devin Jennings, number 2, Jamal Dumas, number 17, 53, Alex Medina, 66, Jared Batchelor, and Elvis Piscina, number 68.
You know, Dylan, Fairview, the Aggies won the toss. They elected to receive, and we might see an early look at number 17, Mr. Jamal Dumas. This young man has some serious jets. He gets a step, and he's gone.
So the Aggies will kick off to begin this one. The Aggies led by quarterback number 12, Kyler Chaney. We'll see him on the second possession of this ball game. But first, Fairview will start out receiving as they fake the line there, move forward, but go back and set the line up again here. And it's underway, 72 kick for the Broncos, and it's going to be fielded just ahead of the 30-yard line by an Aggie. He's going to be tackled very quickly there.
Tackled immediately by the Holly Pond defender. Good job for the Broncos special team staying in their lanes, not allowing any kind of breaking containment. And you notice they kick it to the up back, so they do not kick it to number 17, Dumas. He is going to be lined up at the far side, I believe, at wide receiver. No, actually, he's going to be at the near sideline. A very dangerous big play potential out of him.
And credit that tackle to Levi Boatwright, number 34. So now first down from the 30-yard line as hands off to his back there. That's number 3, I believe, for the Aggies. Actually, it's quarterback keeper by name by himself, quarterback for this team, garnished in purple with white stripes and white numbers, gold on the rim. Purple helmets, while the Broncos are visiting green helmets, white jerseys with black pants with green on them and green numbering on their jerseys. Second down now for the quarterback keeper. Ball placed on the 32-yard line. Second and 7.
We've seen a new player come onto the field for Fairview. It's another offensive lineman. They're going unbalanced line.
You've got Dumas to the right. Hands off to the back there. And he's going to get a first down and be dragged down at about the 42. So the Fairview Aggies will pick up a first down on their second possession of the drive.
You know, Dylan, we saw number 53 come on the field for Fairview. He lined up at the right tackle. The right tackle moved over to the left side. They had an overload of offensive linemen on that left side, and they ran right at it.
First down from the Fairview 41. We've got Danny Black in the back of the back to the right. Hands off and goes right through the right side. That's number 20 for the Broncos, or for the, that's Tevin Ellis, number 20, the Aggies.
Tackle made by number 12, Kyler Chaney. You're going to be hearing his name a lot tonight. He's the quarterback. He also plays a little bit of linebacker for the defense. Shot the gap on that play, and I'd say about a 2-yard loss, maybe, Dylan.
Well, it looks like the markers are the same place. Looks like there was a no loss, no gain. So actually, they're saying 1 yard gain on the scoreboard. It's a second and 11. Quarterback in motion fakes a wildcat throw there by number 9. Goes to number 2 there. And he's at the 50. And first round gets down to about the 53.
That was an interesting play call by the Aggies. They ran a reverse, and then the man who got the reverse passed it out to the wide receiver in the flat, picks up about 12, 13 yards, moves the chains, Aggie first down.
That's the backup quarterback, Parker Martin, number 9, who threw to number 3, Mason Black. So they're using both quarterbacks tonight. So now first down, that picked up a first down on the 47-yard line of Holly Pawnee. He just flips it over there to Tevin Ellis, and he gets to the 55-yard line. Second and 5 coming up.
While they're lining up there, I'm getting some updates from across the county. Looks like this is actually Blount County, but 7 up Aniana over J.B. Pennington. Aniana with an 80-yard touchdown run on the first play. So a lot happening down in Blount County as we bring you back to Coleman.
And we will watch those because these have playoff implications.
Sure.
Both teams, Pennington, go into the playoffs ahead of Holly Pawnee. A flag on the play will bring the Aggies back to about the 45-yard line.
It's going to be a holding call against Fairview. That kind of hurt because they picked up a few yards on that option play to the far sideline. That wipes it out. It's going to bring up first and 20. Fairview's traveling from left to right.
And they try to get the jump there. I think they're going to get it, so it's going to be a flag on Holly Pawnee. Or they're saying false start, but this could go either way. So it is false start on the Aggies. So another one, another mental mistake sending them back, Josh.
Mental mistakes. It's my key word all season long. But you know what? All jokes aside, it's very important. I like to get into the strategy side of the game. And when you've got as much talent as we've seen in Coleman County, strategy is really an important part. So expect to see mental mistakes be the cause of downfalls of several of these teams. We may even see a couple more tonight.
The Aggies led by head coach George Redding, while Mike Bates coaches the Broncos. So it's a second down and very long. No, a first and very long here. Tevin Ellis with the carry. Could not go anywhere. I think he was brought back for a loss of 2.
It's going to be second down and even longer. The Bronco defense swarmed him. That was a give around the right end to Mr. Ellis, and he had nowhere to go. You know, maybe next year, Josh, we could work out some kind of charity for mental mistakes.
Maybe so. We'll find a sponsor for that and see if they'll buy into how many mental mistakes.
Second and a mile, hands off to Ellis again, wrapped up by Broncos. Gets to the original line of scrimmage and in a yard with it.
All right, Josh, you're going to be third down at about 25. What do you do from here? Do you put the ball up in the air and try to make a play to one of your playmakers on the outside?
This far, I think if you're Fairview here, you're looking for anything. So. Gosh, that's such a tough. That's really tough. I'm going to say, yeah, chunk it down the field. Just see what happens. What have you got to lose, right?
Well, we might see the ball go to Mr. Jamal Dumas, number 17.
And they're going to go right to the left. That's Parker Martin, quarterback, and he's going to get some steam there, but could not get enough to get to the first marker. So this will be a fourth down coming up.
It's going to be about fourth down at 12, Dylan. He picked up about 11 yards, but just not enough. We watched the special teams warm up before the game. One of the things that stood out to me was Fairview's punting unit was actually, very good for the high school level. People don't realize how important that is.
Fourth down coming up for the Fairview Aggies. They're going to send this one away, and the Broncos will receive it. It's bad, though, but he'll pick it up and send it away anyways. And it'll be fielded around the 20s where it bounces. Picks it up from the 15. It's going to be marked around the 17-yard line there. The Aggies take over. We'll take a quick break. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077. 256-734-1077. Or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on the campus of Fairview High School. It's now the Broncos' possession. Kyler Chaney on the field. He's going to throw that out there to the about the 30-yard line picked up by... We don't see him come in just yet. It wasn't Boatwright. Looks like it's number 14 for the Broncos, Caleb Lambert.
That was a good pitch and catch. Going to pick up about 8 yards on first down. Makes a very makeable second down and short.
So second and short here from about the 30-yard line here. Broncos get their first possession. So far, so good. Chaney hands off to Holmes.
Let's say he picked up about three or four there, Dylan. That's going to be enough to move the chains for a Bronco first down.
And it looks like it will, so the Broncos will get their first down on their second drive, second play of the drive. As folks, we'd like to welcome you both on the radio, on the TuneIn Radio app, and on Facebook Live. You're streaming the game. We are here at Fairview High School as the Aggies host the Holly Pond Broncos to finish their regular season. It's first down from the 39-yard line. Excuse me, that's the 34-yard line. Chaney flips it back to Rip McBee, and he's going to be wrapped up all over purple. Couldn't go anywhere with that one.
No, that was a pitch out to the near sideline and had nowhere to go. Good defense from both these teams on containment. They're not letting anybody break the corner.
And this is not something we've seen all season long from any of the teams. No one really making huge defensive stops on that on those first couple of drives.
So now second down, a loss of two there on McBee's carry. Chaney in motion, hands off to number 27, Tyler Simmons, and tries to fight for the original line. I think it was maybe a gain of one there.
Not a whole lot there. Again, trying to get to the outside, and there's no lanes, no remnants. I would expect to see number 12, Kyle Chaney, air this ball out. It's going to be third down and long, about 11 yards to go.
So now third and a bit to go, and he throws right over to Simmons, and Fairview stops him there. It'll be fourth down coming up.
That was a good pitch and catch, but very well defended by Fairview. Picked up maybe a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down, 10. I would expect to see the Broncos put this ball away. Broncos send the punting unit out on the field. The quarterback is also the kicker. He lines up under center, then backs up deep, gets a snap. Rugby style kick. The kick is away. It's a pretty good one, about a 35-yard kick in the air.
Yeah, and Martin picked them one pretty well near around the 32-yard line. So Fairview will take over as the second possession starts for them. This is their second drive on the night. 4:31 to go in the first quarter. No score so far from either team.
Fairview's going to try to get – they've got to try to get something going. If they play a grinded-out game of attrition with Holly Pond, I don't know that they can beat them. You know, Fairview's going to need some big scores. They're going to need some big strikes down the field.
So now first down for the Aggies as Dane Blackston aired out over to number three. That's Mason Black, and he's breaking open there. He's got no one to chase him at the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Fairview. As the Fairview Aggies have scored on the first one to make it 6-0, we'll take a quick break. Friday Night Live will continue just a little bit here on Friday on Coleman's Live at 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Scissor Salon. Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on the campus of Fairview High School. The Aggies strike first and get 7 points on the board while Holly Pond will take over. It's first down as quarterback Kyler Chaney hands off to number, see he's coming out of the pile now, number 14 that is. That's Caleb Lambert.
I'd like to go back to that touchdown play by the Aggies. That was Dane Black swinging the ball out to Mason Black, and excellent blocking on the outside
right,
by the wide receiver.
Yes.
Set up that long 70-yard strike for a touchdown. Now Holly Pond's got to try to play catch-up. And we're seeing Holly Pond lining up in something I haven't seen them do this year. They're lining up in the wishbone.
They run right into each other. Quarterback runs right into his back there. They line up at the 34.
And for those of you listening in on the radio or Facebook Live there, I apologize for our audio. We seem to have fixed it in that short break. We appreciate you taking the patience. We should be crystal clear for the rest of this football game.
Fingers crossed. I think we're doing good here so far. If you missed anything, Fairview striking first at home, 7-0, like Chris said.
That's right.
Dane Black to Mason Black with good protection there and ran it up the field. Chaney got pressure coming from Aggies. He's going to be sacked, but he throws and it's tipped, but incomplete.
Nearly an interception. I'm not sure who touched the ball. That was very close to being intentional grounding. He was within the tackle box, but I think he had a Bronco player close enough.
That it counted for him.
Nope.
Are they going to call it?
No, they're going to. Looks like they're calling it.
So they will call this intentional grounding.
Or okay. No, they're going to deliberate.
They will
try not to shoot the gun there just a little early. Still no. Oh, they were informing Fairview side who the intended receiver was called on that one.
Got you.
So they're going to let this one play through on fourth down.
So I'm looking at the Facebook comments. I just see one asking about the Good Hope game. Well, looks like number 12 will just send this one to the sideline.
We will definitely keep you up to date on the Good Hope scores as we didn't follow them this week for the
first
time.
No, we did not.
Good
Hope,
2 weeks.
Good Hope being covered on K92.1 WKUL, better known in the community if you want to tune in for that one. But we've got a good one here. It's Fairview hosting Holly Pond and a winner-take-all bragging rights game here on the air. So far, been a close one. Holly Pond not been able to do much so far tonight.
Fairview's going to take over on the 40-yard line. Excellent field position. You know, you have to think that the Aggies in their mind are thinking, if we can go up two scores, we have a chance to really rattle the Broncos.
So now first down from the 40-yard line as we get both quarterbacks in. This time it's Martin, and he hands off.
Nice little run there.
To 20,
Tevin Ellis.
And, you know, those 7 yard runs is what you can build your house on there, Chris.
Oh, absolutely.
If I, as a running back, can get 7 yards every time, I'm going to make a lot of money on Sunday afternoons.
That's right. And it makes life so much easier for the offensive coordinator.
Sure, sure.
Ellis again gets the first down at the 49-yard line as now in Holly Pond territory for the second time tonight.
Good hard running by the running backs for the Aggies. Something else that I'm noticing, the Aggies seem to be winning the battle up front. Their offensive line, it's not dominant, but they're getting a good push in their opening holes.
something that we'll have to watch is whether or not Holly Pond's keeping those starters in. I want to cling to that theory about them sitting guys to protect them.
Puts Tevin Ellis. No, he fakes it. That's Dane Black, and he carries it himself and gets to about the 50, no, the 47, 46, 48.
And, you know, not to take anything away. Let me go ahead and disclaimer there. Not to take anything away from Fairview. Fairview has every ability to come up and challenge Holly Pond. But,
right.
You know, it's something I mentioned early on. We'll have to do a little bit of research.
Well, and you bring up a good point. Holly Pond is not playing for anything.
No, absolutely
except
not.
For pride.
Pride, yeah.
That's it. Fairview, this is their season.
Yeah.
Got a minute 54 left to go in the first quarter. Fairview leads 7-0, and a flag comes out. And this is what we saw earlier when the Aggies were in enemy territory. They get knocked back thanks to penalties. So now the ball is moving back to the...
About the 46.
The 46, really. The opposite 46.
That's going to bring up a... trying to make up a down. It's going to be first and long, about 15 yards to go.
Looking to the sideline for some instructions. Some hand signals are going way out there. You got to give it to the coaches this season. I've seen some creative signaling. That's that's always one of those things I pick out on the sideline. There's, of course, I can't tell you about any of it, as that would be giving away secrets, but I've seen quite some interesting hand gestures.
So as Martin hands off to Black, pressure
big
comes
defense.
All over. The Broncos all over that one.
I have to wonder if maybe a blitz wasn't called to that side and they ran right into it, because it seemed like, you know, three-quarters of a Holly Pond defense met him in the backfield, dropped about 2 yards on that carry off the left tackle.
You know, they were already behind quite a bit. You know, this is not going to make things any easier.
1:05 with the clock running in the first quarter. Dane Black comes to the sideline while Tevin Ellis comes in. Looks like they're going to leave it to Martin here. A man in motion here. He's coming back to the sidelines. Hopefully he's trying to get set in place. It's 28.
It's going to be trips to the near side.
Hands off to Ellis. Ellis has got to break some Broncos, and he's got pressure coming there. Could not go anywhere. It's going to be third down and very long. But
big hit by number 50, Jacob Ring, leading the charge for the Broncos.
And that's unfortunate because he had a hole to run. But unfortunately, one of his own offensive linemen steps out in front and kills that play in a hurry.
They sub Ellis for Black again.
I was a little bit surprised on that play, Josh, because there was a hold right in front of the
Really?
Yeah, right in front of the official, and I saw it, and I was like, you know, that's borderline. He could call that or not.
Well, and clearly, clearly, like the official, I didn't see it either, but he's a lot closer to
that. The first quarter about to end here in Fairview. So far, Fairview on top, 7-0. Friday Night Live will continue here in a little bit. On Coleman's Live 95, we are Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. As it's third down here, as Martin to throw, he heaves it out there. It's picked off by the Broncos. That's number 6. And Holly Pond gets some big momentum there. Brody Roll with the pick there.
He picked that ball off at about the 25-yard line, ran it back to about the 41. Good return. Broncos are going to have excellent field position, starting first and 10 from their own 41-yard line.
That's a pretty big momentum swing for Holly Pond, considering I picked them so heavily coming into this game. They need more plays like this to let Fairview run up on them early. It says a lot about this Fairview team.
So now it's first down for Holly Pond after that interception as quarterback hands off to Jeremiah Holmes and gets to about a 9-yard gain there.
About the 48-yard line now into Fairview's territory as we switch sides.
It's going to bring up about second and two.
We haven't seen too much of that from both teams. Both teams have not played long inside enemy territory. This is the first time Holly Pond is in Fairview territory tonight. So it's second down and about two to go here as they hand off to the tight end, and the ball may have become
ball is out.
And this may be Fairview ball.
Fairview signals.
It is.
Got it.
Definitely have it.
So
Fairview picks it up.
A fumble following the interception that set up this Holly Pond drive. So now Fairview will get the ball right back after two plays.
Man, let me tell you, put broken record Josh back on the table because it's mental mistakes. You know, you throw an interception, that's one thing. But to be a running back and to let go of the ball,
that drives coaches crazy.
Yeah, to lean on a couple of memes, right? You had one job, right? You got to hold on to that ball.
So now it's first and 10 from the 45-yard line of Fairview. The Aggies working from right to left. As you listen, it's quarterback keeper from Dane Black, but the pressure's coming, and they're going to run him back there. Tackle Tyler Boatwright.
Big hit by Tyler Boatwright, who also plays tight end for the Broncos. He got a hold of the quarterback, just would not let him go, and he waited for all of his friends to join in.
And he's kind of, it's kind of PO'd after that. He's the one that fumbled the ball. He was a carrier. So I imagine he's playing with some feisty energy there.
He should be.
10 minutes left to go in this quarter.
Again, both teams trying to reach that corner, and neither team having success.
But now it's second and a little bit long here as they lose about 2 yards on that sack.
Wouldn't surprise me to see him take a shot here, Dylan.
You've got Martin, who threw the pick on the last play, set back to be the quarterback this time, and a flag down. Field. Looks like it may have been
delay of game.
Delay of game, exactly. As I'm looking over here at the play clock.
Well, while they're stopping that one off, let me give you some updates from around the county. We've got West Point and Cordova in the first quarter. West Point up 14-0 over Cordova. Good Hope 7-0 over Hansville. That one also still in the first quarter. The Fairview Holly Pond game, which you are listening to now, you already know the score for that one.
That's pretty much it.
Running into previous scores.
Bottom, of course, winning last night 24-0.
Yeah, one we're following at home, but not necessarily in the county. JB Pennington and Aniana ahead 7-0 in the first quarter.
And we'll also be watching Northside as well. Northside and Fayette County, we'll have to check those out because there's a three-way tie going on right now. And
it's going to be a loss of about 3 yards on that play. The quarterback dropped back to pass, Dylan. The heat was on. The Broncos brought some extra defenders. Looks like he lost about 4 more yards. It's going to bring up third down and 21.
So we have a third and an area code coming up. Like we said, though, we've got this playoff literature to read over in a little bit.
Sure.
To kind of talk about this. You know, we took a crack at it during Prep Sports Live this Tuesday. Tried some last week at Fayette County in that upset win by the Raiders. As we're back here with the Broncos and Aggies, that's going to be dropped. They're going to try to – they were trying to see if it was behind the line as – it was Martin to Black.
It was a forward pass on that, Dylan. Dylan, that was the exact same pass that Fairview scored on.
Right.
They ran Black out of the backfield. It's a little swing pass to the running back. He hits it on a run. If the ball's passed correctly in the receiver's block, it's a very dangerous play. Fairview's going to be punting the ball away at 4th and 21. Oh, it snapped over his head.
Can Holly Pond get to it? No, the Aggies will fall in, but it comes loose, and he's going to run it to the end zone for a touchdown. The Broncos have answered.
Wow, special teams. It's a phase of a game that can cure you or kill you.
Sure.
And that time it killed you. The long snapper snapped it over the head of the punter. He hustled back, tried to get on it. He was hit by about 3 Holly Pond defenders, and at the same time, ball comes out in the end zone. Touchdown, Broncos.
As I believe that was Rip McBee on the touchdown there as he picked up the fumbled football after Holly Pond, or after Fairview tried to fall on it and recover it. It came loose, and they ran it right to the end zone right there, and now they're going to go, looks like they're going to go for two.
You know, just to mention, we talked about that three-way tie between Good Hope and Northside and Fayette County.
Ball comes loose.
It's no good. The attempt is no good. So they will trail by one.
That situation won't really hinge on tonight, correct, since it's non-conference games?
Well, it will in a way because it will decide on, as Tommy said Tuesday, the best regular season record in general after this point.
Okay.
You've got two losses for Fayette County now. They've lost to Winfield and they've lost to Good Hope. Northside's one loss was Fayette County.
Yep.
Good Hope's one loss was Northside.
Northside.
So does that propel Northside to first place, Good Hope to second, Fayette County to third?
Well, in that situation, I would think that Fayette County's now out of the running if they're going to bank it against regular season record, but who knows? We'll keep you updated on that one.
They were the number one team in the region rather than being, you know, just that one loss team. It was really confusing what was going on. And
very
reading
much so.
The literature, you know, A through J from what the state provided us, it'll make your head spin.
Interesting.
It's going to be the Broncos kicking off from left to right to the Fairview Aggies. Broncos in Kelly green and white away jerseys. The Aggies are wearing the purple and yellow.
This is really starting to turn into an interesting game, gentlemen. I don't think I saw this one coming.
It's going to be fielded around the 25, and it's loose, but they pick it right back up. And could he break free? No, he won't. He'll be tackled around the 40.
Well, he didn't break free, but he gave excellent field position
still
to the Fairview
return,
offense.
Yeah.
Still a very good return. It just looked like he had the blockers there to get him, but Holly Pond kind of broke in there with the jaws of life and found the runner.
This is a tight game, 7-6 Fairview. I have to wonder at that decision to go for two this early in the game.
Right.
Maybe if Holly Pond just doesn't have a kicker that they feel good about.
Maybe. Definitely something to monitor.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line.
Hand off up the middle for Fairview.
That's Tevin Ellis. He's got the first down. Good. No, he'll be a yard short there.
9-yard carry there.
It's a good 9-yard carry on first down. Got to like that if you're an Aggie fan.
Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him, but he's back on his feet and getting back to the huddle. Always like to see that.
I will say this, Josh and Dylan. One of the things that I've enjoyed so far in this game, there's been some excellent sportsmanship and class
absolutely
shown by
very
both
much
teams.
Very much.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, this is a fairly big rivalry. So, you know, to see a little bit of chippiness would not have been out of place.
As quarterback keeper, he'll get the first down and then some. That's more than likely Dane Black on the carry it is. He'll be placed at about the 39-yard line.
Also another nice little carry, even though it's by the quarterback. That was only sketched out to get 1 or 2 yards, just get that first down, but he managed to scrape about 6 out of that one.
Yeah, he did, and he broke out there, got to the 48, or no, the, should say actually the, yeah, the 47.
There you go.
Watch number 3, Mason Black, he's in the game. Very, very dangerous running back and receiver.
So now first down from the 47.
Another one up the middle, and
he's going to be brought back there. That's Tevin Ellis. He couldn't go anywhere.
Met by a host of Broncos, led by number 32, Jordan McCormick. They met him in the backfield. He had nowhere to go. I'd say loss of probably. They're saying he got back to the line of scrimmage. I didn't think he got anywhere close to it. But
probably forward motion. They're going to give that to him.
And the whistles were going. They didn't bring him to the ground, but the whistles got him, so.
It's going to be second down and 10 for the Aggies, going from right to left. They're in Bronco territory at the 47-yard line.
A man in motion here for the Broncos. That's number 17. That's actually
quarterback keeper. Up the middle, he's going to shake a man.
Good run.
He's still going.
Fighting for the first down, he makes a spin move, and that's Dane Black.
It's going to depend on where they spot the ball here, fellas.
I think he's just shy, maybe a half a yard shy, Josh. Very interesting play call by the Aggies. They fake the jet sweep, set the wide receiver in motion. The Broncos bid on it. Quarterback takes it up the middle for about 9.5, bringing up third down, half a yard.
So So about third and a half here. Quarterback keeps it again. He gets the first down and then some there.
Same play there, gentlemen. He just chose the left side instead of the right, and it was just as successful.
First down. Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Ain't that the truth?
They've driven the ball down now. They're knocking on the door of the red zone. They're down at about the 34-yard line.
Going to go with that shotgun formation. Not going to take any time. Going to pass it off, or hand it off to the left, rather. Oh.
And Ellis gets tripped up there on the turf.
That's tough to see.
Yeah, I believe a turf monster got him on that one. He tried to cut it upfield, and turf monster reached up and swept his legs out from under him.
You know, as cold as it is, you thought the turf monster was asleep on a night like tonight. I know I would be if I was at home.
So now it's second and ten. He'll be down at the line of scrimmage.
Still looking to the sideline for some help. Seeing a lot more colorful hand gestures coming from the sideline. Those are not of the offensive type, I will tell you that.
No back, shotgun snap. Quarterback takes it up the middle. Met by the linebacker for the Holly Pond Broncos. Trying to get a number, I believe it's number 42. That's Andy Garcia. Yeah,
and he tried to spin out of that one. Could not go anywhere with that. So Dane Black, you know, again, don't fix what ain't broken. But, again, you know, it's kind of getting to be repetitive now, and Holly Pond's picking up on that.
It's going to be third down and 10, Dylan. Are they going to air it out here this time?
They're bringing Martin in, so they may be heaving to this one. As Black comes out, Martin comes in at quarterback, running two quarterbacks here at Fairview this season.
Well, you know, last time they went big to the air, they handed one right into the hands of a Bronco defender. Interested to see what the call is here. Almost a bad snap. He rolls out to his right. He's running out of time.
Martin to throw, and no.
Almost intercepted.
Intended receiver was Dumas.
Man. The crystal ball was just barely off there again, gentlemen.
Dumas was, he had a step. He was open. Yeah. Again, extremely hard to cover that young man.
Yeah.
Just that fast out of the break. A little bit of an errant throw on the quarterback rollout.
He was rolling out. I just don't think he could hit the pocket he needed to on the accuracy there.
Are they going to stay out
I
here?
I believe they're going to go for it.
They are going to fourth and
it's
10.
It's going to be fourth and 10.
It's a very interesting shot, but too long to kick a field goal, probably too short to punt it away. Oh.
They try to get the jump there.
Oh, is that not going to be it? He almost touches the football, the defensive lineman did there, but no flag.
As
I believe that they're going to take a timeout and kick it away now.
Referee's going to come and talk back to the Fairview coach. They are mighty close.
Heated a little bit animated down on the sideline now.
As they'll talk a few things over, we'll talk a few things over too. Your score, 7-6. The Fairview Aggies lead this one at home. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. So far, the Fairview Aggies have been hard to handle on this one.
Absolutely.
It's fourth down now, and they're still looking like they're going to elect to throw.
Shotgun formation. He drops back much more time than he had last time.
Going to
chuck it down the middle.
He's got a man. No, and it's going to be covered up there, and it's going to be a turnover on downs as nearly picked off by the Aggies. They just weren't in the right place.
There was some incidental contact down the field. I believe he was going for Dumas, number 17. Looked like he got tangled up with a Holly Pond defender. Not enough to bring a pass interference call. Just
no, not at
incidental
all.
Contact. And I got to say, I like seeing the referees let these kids play.
Right. And, you know, this game so far, a close one, 1 point difference between these two teams. It's a rivalry game here on Fairview's territory this time. Last year in Holly Pond dominated that one on their way to the playoffs to play Wes Morgan. This time it's Geraldine as Kyler Cheney flips it to Simmons and cannot get anywhere and gets the original line of scrimmage down to the left side. Broncos working from left to right as you listen.
Excellent defense by number 3, Mason Black. He had containment on the outside. He forced the quarterback to pitch the ball on the option. Then he took off after the running back, running down, zero gain, second and 10 for the Broncos.
That's just really impressive to see because that defender met the running back speed for speed. It was just a matter of colliding lines at that point. Like to see that kind of defense.
So now second and 10 here as the Broncos working left to right. Simmons with the carry and gets to about a gain of 7 or 6 there.
I'd say a little bit more.
Maybe
than
more
that.
Than that. I'm going to say 8 or 9, actually.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Generous spot there.
Something I'm noticing from Fairview, they are really crowding the line of scrimmage. They've got about 9 guys up on the line, and that's really good for stopping the run. But the problem with it is once you get through that initial 9, there's not a whole lot left to help you out.
Third and short here as the Broncos
get it.
And he gets to about the 45 in an enemy territory again tonight.
That's number 34, Levi Boatwright, the fullback in the wishbone formation. Took the quick handoff up the A gap on the left side. Busted it free for about 14 yards.
Always gaps. If you don't understand that joke, then you should have been listening to our broadcast earlier this season.
Better gaps than holes here as second down.
They went back to the well with the same play out of the wishbone that time. Good defense by Fairview. No gain for the Broncos.
You know, it really turned into a defensive matchup here. This is
not
something we've seen a lot this season. We've covered a lot of teams in a lot of different regions, but really not seen a huge defensive play. Well, I take that back. We saw it a little bit at Curry 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
2 or 3 now, yeah, somewhere in there.
It started, but it didn't stay that way.
No, it did not. Hand off the right tackle that time, number 12. Couldn't tell who he handed it off to. That was not, see it now, that's number 27, Kevin Simmons for the Broncos. He picked up about 5 yards. Bringing up about 3rd and 5. They're at about the 41 of the Fairview Aggies.
And that's very manageable for Holly Pond as something. I guess we're going to take a timeout here. We'll take one with them. Your score, 7-6 at the Holly Pond Broncos, trailed by 1 here on Friday Night Live.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized SafeLife Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. The Broncos on third down in Fairview territory. Cheney's going to throw. He's got a man. It's caught. And that's Rip McBee, but, he went to the turf hard.
Yeah, he's holding, looks like he's holding his ankle, his right ankle. McBee had a shot at the first down. He did not get north and south, tried to run east and west. It's going to be about 2 yards short. They're going to take a break to check on this young man. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this on Friday Night Live on 95.5.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As McBee is back on his feet, he's being helped to the sideline. It's not looking too good. We'll hopefully get an update from the Broncos staff to know the status of this player, Rupert Bee is a pretty crucial player on this offense and on defense.
The good news is that he is walking on his own power, albeit hobbling.
From the looks of it, and again, we won't know until he's checked out, but from the looks of it, I'd say it looked like an ankle sprain, something that hurts and will hinder a player, but
really
not a serious injury. It's going to be fourth down and one. It looks like the Broncos are going to go for it.
We hope he's well. Best wishes to him as the Broncos need to pick up this big first down to keep the drive alive. And could they get it from Fairview for free as a flag is thrown?
I believe they did.
Illegal motion.
Yeah, illegal motion. It's going to be against the Broncos.
Oh, sorry, I said that backwards.
So instead of being on Fairview, I said it backwards.
I know.
It's going to be on Holly Pond. It's going to send them back on fourth down. So not a repeat of down, but they'll more than likely have to send the punt unit out.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me to see them line up with number 12, Kyler Chaney, under the center, and then see him back out because he kind of does double duty as the punter as well. It's going to be fourth down and six at the 42-yard line. I watched this young man kick in the pregame warm-up. He could pin Fairview back deep.
2:40 to go in the half. Chaney's going to go back and send this one back here for the Broncos. Chaney at the 49.
No, he's going to fake it.
No, he's going to send it rugby style up there, and it'll be down at the 5, and it's going to bounce to the end zone for a touchback.
Yep. I have to think right there, Dylan, that he had the option of running or kicking the ball. He thought about it. Again, one of the Aggie defenders kept containment on that far sideline, forcing the kick.
And I really like that kind of idea. You force these young men to make decisions on their own. That provides such interesting football.
You let your playmakers make
plays. Exactly.
And, of course, you keep the defense guessing what your move is next.
Fairview takes over on the 20-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 yards to go. Close ball game, 7-6 Fairview.
2:23 left to go in the half as Dane Black comes back on the field. Tevin Ellis to his left. It's first down, working from the 20-yard line as quarterback keeper as he fakes the handoff to Ellis, and he keeps it himself and gets to about the 31.
Little update, not to interrupt you there, Chris, but a little update from around the county. West Point, 28, Cordova, 6 in the second quarter. Good Hope, 22, to Hansville, 6, also in the second quarter. Those are the only other two games, and, of course, this one you're listening to here, but only games going on in the county tonight. Back to the action on the field.
From the 26-yard line, second and 4, as Fairview has possession this time, and looks like they kept it. The quarterback kept it.
Looked like there was a little bit of confusion there after the snap.
That might have been a busted play there, Josh.
I think so. And, you know, confusion on the offense after the snap is not something you want to see if you're Fairview's coach.
No. It's going to bring up third down and 5. Believe they're going to be taking a timeout, and we'll take a timeout, too. We'll be back after these messages on 95.5.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. As we're here at Fairview High School on Dafford Smith Stadium.
A little bit of a conversation down there amongst the referees. These are the kind of nights I wish I had a mic on those guys. Yeah, NFL's got the sound effects show. I really enjoy that. I'd love to see that at a high school level.
Be interesting to see like a high school mic.
See if anybody's going to Pizza Done Right after this or the Hutch or something. Yeah.
I think they should be hitting up the
quarterback. Takes it off the left side. I believe he got it.
That's definitely a first down for Fairview.
I wonder what the Holly Pond fans are going to be hitting up after.
Got a Holly Pond player down on the field now.
I don't know. A lot of good food places here in Fairview. I'd be tempted to stop around here as long as I wasn't wearing my green and white.
As an injured Bronco on the field, we can't see who he is just yet. His number is turned to his rolling on his back there.
They're going to take a timeout to check him out. I believe we'll take a break, too.
I think that's appropriate.
We'll be back in just a few moments here on Friday Night Live on 95.5.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Wow.
We're all going to jump at it tonight.
Let's do it all three times. Yeah, we've got two quarterbacks here.
We'll do a three-part harmony. The player who went off the field was number 42. That's Andy Garcia. We've called his name a couple times tonight.
Sure.
Hopefully he'll be back on the field soon.
Quarterback going to call it back. He's throwing deep.
He's got a man open.
And it's caught by the Aggies.
Shoestring tackle by a Holly Pond defender. But if it was not for him...
That was number Fairview. Two for
Devin
the Aggies.
Devin Jennings, number two for the Aggies, picks up that and hauls it in and makes a big move for the Aggies as they're going to bring Black out. They're going to bring Martin out and bring Tevin Ellison, Black at quarterback.
That was about a 30-yard pass play.
That's pretty big.
That's going to put the Aggies deep into Bronco territory at about 36.
They're going to whistle this one. Perhaps a timeout.
It's going to be a timeout.
Against Holly Pond.
And I'm trying to find some scores right now from these regions teams that are facing off against Good Hope, Northside, and Fayette County.
You know, while you do that, Dylan, I would like to say thank you to our sponsors.
Sure.
This year, Friday Night Live, we couldn't do this without our sponsors, and these local businesses are part of our community. They mean so much to us, and we encourage everyone to visit their place.
Tell
of business.
Them we sent you.
That's right. Tell them Friday Night Live sent you, and it's not a mental mistake. We'd like to thank Coleman Appliance and Repair, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass.
I'm going to stay with you through this the rest of this timeout here as they're coming back onto the field. But we've got a Live 95 staff member out in the field tonight covering that Aniana Pennington game. Got an update from him, Tommy Warhurst. By the way, you may have heard that name once or twice, but 14-0 Aniana, 30 seconds left in the first half. Aniana really giving J.B. Pennington a hard time on the gridiron tonight.
Well, that's my neck of the woods, Josh, and I can tell you those teams don't really care
that's
for
right.
each other very much.
Try to spin that in the right way, poke it at Chris Greer a little bit.
Yep.
As they hand off to Dumas, and he gets to about the 33, actually.
It's going to be about a 3-yard pickup. He was lucky to make that, Dylan. I mean, there was a whole lot of Holly Pond defenders waiting on him. The defenses for both these teams have been playing lights out tonight.
Absolutely. And defense is such an odd thing to see in high school football because I think everybody kind of worships offense. But he's going to drop back to the pass. Fairview running out of time. He's going to be tackled. Holly Pond picks it up with a stiff arm. He's going down the field. Oh, he'll be stopped at the 35. Holly Pond's ball.
Number 7, Tyler Boatwright, picked up the fumble. I did not see the defensive end for Holly Pond, but drove the quarterback to the turf about 15 yards deep. He lost the ball. Boatwright picked it up, advanced it about 15 yards. It's going to be Bronco ball on the 35-yard line of the Fairview Aggies.
Hard to sort out who was who there because it seemed like once the ball came loose, everyone on the field for Holly Pond was on top of it in a hurry.
That was just a quick one, and we didn't. And Lambert just ran with it.
We don't even have
boat ride. It is actually has.
Oh, we've got a pitch.
He's
going
to pass it. Flipper back to the quarterback.
They took that one from the Eagles playbook, being the Philadelphia Eagles. That looks like that Super Bowl play.
Double
that
pitch.
Pass to Nick Foles.
A double pitch flea flicker. That's
pass
something.
To Kyler Chaney, the quarterback.
That's great. That is awesome.
What an inventive play call by the Broncos. That picked up about 15 yards, going to bring it down to the 15-yard line. And Referees are signaling
something. Not quite sure what. I got about 7 seconds left before the half.
Okay, I see what happened. They downed it. They snapped the ball, and then they spiked it just to stop the clock.
Okay.
About 7 seconds left. The Broncos have it down on the 15. They're wanting to come away with some points here. Fairview does not want to give up any.
And we do want to update real quick. Northside out of Tuscaloosa County, the region foe of Good Hope, beating Sipsey Valley 6-0 right now. I should say beating, but leading, as Cheney airs out the end zone. Touchdown,
there.
Broncos.
That was a busted coverage on the part of the Fairview Aggies.
Yep.
Nobody went out in coverage with that young man who was all alone in the back corner of the end zone. Nearest defender, I would say, was 15 yards away.
This is going to be tough for Fairview. You go right into the locker room with a score right on top of your head.
Isaac Ludwig with the touchdown completion from Kyler Cheney, and they're going to go for. Looks like they haven't decided what they're going to go for. Could they go for two again? I could see that for Holly Pond.
I expect they will here, Dylan.
And they will.
They're lined up. Looks like they're in the wishbone. Cheney under the center. He takes a snap.
As he looks to keep it himself. No, gives it right up to the middle. And two-point conversion is complete.
14-7. Holly Pond takes the lead.
Both teams will head to the locker room. We're going to head to the snack bar.
That's right.
As it's 14-7, the Broncos, the visiting team, take a 7-point lead in this one. So far, you know, not the game we expected.
No, not at all. I think I'm the first one to talk here because I was talking a big Holly Pond game. Now, they may have just started the train on the way back to my prediction, but kudos to Fairview for playing huge defense and a wildly successful offense to get 7 points up on
right.
the board.
You know, when you look at the points that Holly Pond's got, they had a turnover off of the sack,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then they got a touchdown off of the punt.
Yep.
You know, where it was snapped over his head. Fairview has done a very good job of shutting down this Holly Pond offense with yep. the exception of that last play.
And you know what? Fairview gave Holly Pond several chances in this. It also goes back to Holly Pond not capitalizing on Fairview's mistakes.
I thought that this was going to be a very close game. Coming into it, and I actually thought that Fairview was going to upset.
Yeah, and you still may be right. It's been very close
right.
up to this point.
This has turned into a much more exciting game than I think.
And this
absolutely.
Is something exciting. We should
thought.
End the regular season on, of
absolutely.
Course. And talking about some other teams, West Point will end the regular season tonight with a more than likely, if this stands,
yeah.
a win against Cordova 28-6. Though in quarter number
should.
Two, Good Hope leads Hanceville 22-6, while Fairview, of course, the game of the week is now trailing by 14-7. Of course, you know, Vimont ended last night, Cold Springs as well, 34-0 on that one. Addison ended their regular season last week, but they have a playoff game they will host next week. Of course, Holly Pond, the team will go on to Geraldine as well as Good Hope. We'll know, I guess, maybe tonight, hopefully by midnight,
hopefully.
Where they're going. The Holly Pond band is on the field. We'll hear from them. As Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here, here is the Bronco Marching Band.
going? Eleanor Rigby.
Our final selection has come to be known as one of the greatest songs of all time, and now a Hollywood movie. We hope you enjoy Bohemian Rhapsody. gentlemen, the multi-talented and award-winning Holly Pond Bronco Band.
And now coming onto the field, your Fairview Aggie Band, here live on WRJMLP, Coleman's Live 95.5.
Thank you.
Scissor Salon. Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized SafeLife Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As the looks like the Broncos are going to receive this time around to begin the second half of this ball game so far. 14-7, Holly Pond, as they scored on the last possession before halftime. Dylan Deemer, Joshua Lawler, and Christopher Greer on the call tonight from Fairview High School. As so far been a close one, guys, and it looks like it's going to be even closer in the second half.
I've got to give some love out, too, Dylan. We watched two excellent bands at halftime, and we don't really mention them very often, but, man, they put on a good show.
As it was touched by a Bronco but falls out of bounds, it will be Holly Pond's possession.
About the 36-yard line.
Absolutely. And a good, not a bad place to start this second half, that's for sure.
Not at all, and we're glad you're with us here on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. 11:55 in the second, or in the third quarter.
Yeah, third
the
quarter.
The second half.
need to get to those concessions, Dylan. You're losing your edge.
As I've got a hot chocolate here, because I need to stay warm, and it's got some pizza right here. You can use it for warmth if you want to.
Yeah, I'll hold it for
kinda
you.
Just hover over
as
it.
As you try to manage some of those sheets there. Holly Pond going to line up to line of scrimmage here.
Got a twin back formation for Holly Pond. Goes down the left side, hands it off to the left up back, met by a host of Fairview Aggie defenders. Maybe picked up a yard from the spot, possibly a yard and a half. Going to bring up second down and about 8 yards to go.
And my second job is pizza, so I'm just looking at pizza like that.
Yeah, I can hold one of those if you want to.
No, you're good. You're good. I've got this one.
All right. All right.
Second down here for the Broncos.
Trying to help out my fellow commenters.
And I appreciate that. From the 42 here, it's quarterback Kyler Chaney. I'm used to seeing Dane Black on here. I feel like Holly Pond's offense has dominated so far, but here comes Jeremiah Holmes, and he gets to the 50, about the 49-yard line, a first down and 1 yard into enemy territory.
If I'm his coach right there, I am scared to death because he runs right up the middle with a lot of speed, carrying that ball as if it was a loaf of bread.
Just, well, he got away with it that time, Josh, picked up about 11, 12 yards. I've been impressed by the Broncos with all the different formations we've seen from them. Absolutely. You don't often see a team run shotgun and wishbone in the same game.
Right. Not often.
Those two things just don't mix.
And that spreads all the way to their play calls. We've seen some rather creative plays tonight.
First and 10 from the 49. They just go keep it. Quarterback Chaney keeps it, and he'll get down to about the 44, 43-yard line there.
That's going to bring up second down and about 2 yards to go.
And what a play action. I watched that young man. He faked the handoff to meet up the middle, and there were three or four from Fairview, wrapped him up.
Well, that's a sign of good coaching, Josh. When you've got a young man who sells a fake that well, I mean, he faked me out. I was looking at the fake handoff. Yeah. I thought for sure he had the ball. You know, that, again, is just solid fundamental coaching. It's going to be second down and 3. Off a 44-yard line, Holly Pond under center.
You've got Simmons and Holmes there, and he hands off to Holmes, and he gets the first down and wrestled to about the 35.
Yep, that's going to give him a first down. And a good movement of the chains there, just a couple of plays that give you 6 or 7 apiece, and you repeat that over and over again, and you're eventually going to find some points at the end of this field.
Well, and even more importantly than that, you're coming out after halftime in a very close ball game. Yep. You're imposing your will.
Very dominant. If you go into the half with that touchdown, and then you come back from the half, and you're looking at scoring another one, these could be the nails in the coffins.
Need to get to the 26 to get a first down. It's first down from the Fairview 30. Looks like the 36. They needed to get to the 26 there to extend play, but it's only second down now.
He was buried under a wave of Aggie defenders. It was like a purple tide rolling over that Bronco. Nowhere to go. He picked up a couple of yards. I mean, hard fought, but the defense really stiffened up and played well there. It's been a defensive football game.
It really has been so far as they put Simmons in motion. Second and 7, they flip it to Jeremiah Holmes. He goes up the left side and gets the first down and stays on his feet to get to about the 22.
Knocking on the door of the red zone. Very creative play call there, Dylan. They sent one of the running backs into motion on that far sideline. He was a lead blocker for the pitch out. Cleared the path for the young man. I'd say an 11, 12-yard pickup.
So far, Holly Pond dominance in this second half, as they came right out of the locker room as fired up as ever after that last-second touchdown to end the first quarter.
It's going to be first down, 10 yards to go from about the 22. Chaney's under center, takes a snap, goes down the left side, hands it off to the up back. He goes off the left tackle, picks up maybe 2 yards.
Jeremiah Holmes again on the carry this time as he goes up the left side there. And he tried to get 2 or 3 there. He's good at doing short yardage to about maybe 5, 6, 7. If he can break free, he could go all the way.
Absolutely.
But he's a very speedy back. We saw him at Pennington just break up the field. Of course, Holly Pond being shut out that night.
Right. But not to his fault.
He
put down quite a bit of yards. I don't have those numbers, of course, but a lot of yards. It just didn't amount to anything in the end.
So second and 7 now here as Chaney looked like he handed off up to 27 Simmons.
Really, maybe a gain of 1 or 2 there, not very much.
It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5 to go. What we're seeing from Holly Pond on this offensive possession, they're lining up with one wide receiver spread out wide. They're stacking the line. They are letting Fairview know we're running the ball.
Yeah, and I really think that it's intentionally that way. I really think they're just trying to wear out Fairview in this second half. Man in motion. Simmons in motion.
3rd down, Simmons in motion as they...
dangerous pitch.
Tried to flip it out to him, and Chaney still has it. Still on his feet, but he'll be tackled at the line of scrimmage. He couldn't go anywhere, but I think he did get back to the original line. Yeah.
That was a very... We got a flag coming in at the end of the play. Let's see what the play call was. That was a dangerous pitch by Chaney.
Something that late, we're gonna guess personal foul of some sort.
But on which side do we know the referees are on the Holly Pond side?
Well,
conferring, that doesn't mean anything.
The flag came
from the back judge.
Yeah, the back judge on Fairview's side. So perhaps Fairview, but that's just a guess at this point.
And I saw some Holly Pond players kind of clapping their hands a little bit. I didn't see anything, you know, that I would say was dirty, but then again, it was on the far side of the field from us.
Chaney's taking a knee over here, and he's talking with some players. He's fine, but he looks like he's just kneeling to rest up for a little bit while they're talking things over, and they're going to step it off.
It's going to be a personal foul against the Fairview Aggies.
They're going to step it off against Fairview and move Holly Pond deep in the red zone for a first down.
This is going to bring up first down, I would say first down and goal from about the 9.5-yard line.
And it will be first and goal.
You know, Josh, you hit on this several times during this game, mental mistakes.
Yeah, man, it's been my banner I've been carrying all season. But, you know, it's so important at this level because these kids are so fast and so talented.
Holmes in motion, gets the ball, he's in the end zone, touchdown, Holly Pond.
There you go. This is going to be a start of my theory. I really think that this, maybe for whatever reason, Holly Pond faltered at the beginning of the game. Maybe they're trying to put in some younger guys as well, but they're really starting to find their stride now. You score as soon as you come out of the tunnel from halftime. You scored on your way into the tunnel. It's going to be a slow roll of points from here. As like I was saying earlier, these kids have so much talent, as we've seen from across the county. Really, all they've got to do is level that head, and it all falls in place. But, you know, they just can't, and it's understandable.
Holly Pond's going to line up for a two-point conversion. We have not seen a field goal from them or a point after this season. He takes a snap under center, hands it off to the left up back. I believe he was stopped short, and he was stopped short. It's going to be 20-7. Holly Pond extends the lead. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages on Friday Night Live on 95.5.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here at Fairview, Alabama. We've seen the Fairview Aggies fall down 20-7 to the Holly Pond Broncos. Holly Pond is kicking off from left to right. Fairview back deep to receive. It's a squib kick, goes to the up back. He picks it up. He goes around the right end, pushed out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. Excellent field position for Fairview. Josh, we've seen this all game long. There's a young man for Fairview, number 17, yep, by the name of Dumas, who is probably the fastest player on the field, and nobody wants to kick a football to him.
Absolutely not, and Fairview knows that. Fairview's utilizing him. We've called his number on both sides of the ball tonight. He's one of their star players, impact players, if you played NCAA all those years ago. Look to hear his name several more times tonight.
Dane Black in the shotgun, takes the snap. He's going to call his own number, goes off the left guard. He breaks free.
There's 10, there's 15.
He's dragging 20. A host of Holly Pond defenders. About a 22-yard pickup for number 6, Dane Black, quarterback for the Fairview Aggies.
You know, that's going to carry them all the way onto the 33-yard line of Holly Pond territory right there. Huge place, and they're coming right back to the line, shotgun formation.
Black gets a snap. He's going to call his own number again.
A little bit of a face mask.
I believe
there.
That was a face mask.
There's a flag on the field, probably to indicate that, but he's still moving.
Picked up about 5 yards just with leg drive, moving that pile.
As a quarterback.
Yeah, you know, my son went out to my parents' house last night, and we've been introducing him to John Wayne, and last night he watched True Grit. Dane Black is showing True Grit in this
absolutely
game. I mean, that's a level of toughness you don't often expect to see from a quarterback.
Good call by the officials there. That was blatant. If Josh can see it in the press box, it should be a flag on the field.
Don't know if it's going to be enough for a first down.
No, looks like it's going to come up short about yard.
About a yard, yeah. It wasn't of the personal foul variety. It was a quick face mask, yep, but it was immediately let go. Blacks back in the shotgun from about the 24-yard line. Takes a snap, hands it off to his up back around the left end. He breaks free, still on his feet, drags a defender down to about the 15-yard line. That's going to move the chains. Fairview first down.
While they're moving the chains there, Chris, a little update from our commentator in the field, Tommy Werhurst, over at the Aniana-JB Pennington game. 21-7, Aniana, 7:25 left in the third quarter. Just one of the three or four games going on tonight that we're keeping track of.
All right, Black calls his own number off the right guard again. Runs it down to inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 6. That's going to bring up second down and 5 yards. You know, Black has looked very good on this possession. It would have been very easy for Fairview to just kind of curl up and go away,
sure,
but they're showing some resilience. Black takes a shotgun snap. Again, calls his number up the middle, dragging defenders. About, I would say, 3-4 hard-fought yards. He's going to be close to the marker, but I think he'll be a bit short. Looks like he's at about the 3, Dylan.
And yeah, it does. It looks like he's a bit short there. You got to flip your mic sometimes to make sure it works.
When the mic's down there in front of your face, it works a lot better.
But they put the other chain down. They're going to say first and goal. Let's see. Yes, they will.
It is first and goal. Black picks up the first down. Takes a shotgun snap. Goes off the right side. He's going to be close. Waiting on a signal. And no signal from the ref. They're going to say he's down at about the half-yard line.
I was about to say, no news is bad news here, guys.
I believe we will see Mr. Black call his number again on this one.
Sure. And, you know, and we've said it many times before. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
He's lined up at the shotgun. Takes a snap. And he's in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Fairview Aggies. They draw a little bit closer. It's going to be 20-13.
So talk about this. You know, you have Holly Pond come out and just kind of give them the equivalent to a punch in the face, a black eye there.
Right.
Right out the gate. And then you have Fairview trudge up the field on a pretty great drive, I thought, for the Aggies.
Pretty quick drive. As a matter of fact, I believe faster than Holly Pond even drove right out of the second.
You know, Holly Pond was helped, I would say, in a way. But, you know, there was some help from a penalty here as kick is good. The Broncos will lead 20-14. We'll take a quick break, and we'll give you some updates and scores as we come back. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Some updates from around Coleman County. Real quick before we get back to the action here, we've got Fairview hosting Holly Pond. West Point leads Cordova 35-6 at halftime, while Good Hope leads Hanceville 29-12. And that's all the games we got. Most season games wrapped up either last night or last week.
Sure.
Back to the field as Fairview set to send this one back to the Holly Pond Broncos. 4:57 left to go as Holly Pond leads 20-14.
It's a short kick.
And nearly lost there by Boatwright. He's got it, though. He's going to pick it back up and take it up to about the 32. So really not much of a gain there, Chris.
Can you feel the energy shift? Can you feel the energy on this sideline? We're on the home side.
We are.
Here in the press box. You can feel the energy in the stands around us. You know, the crowd's cheering a little bit louder. The band's playing a little bit louder. The players for Fairview are moving a little bit crisper. They've gotten some new life. That last drive was impressive, and it got them right back in this ballgame.
Sure.
So now a first and 10 starting from the 32-yard line of their own. We'll see Chaney and...
Time out by Fairview.
It's going to be a timeout by Fairview.
Interesting choice of a call there. And, you know, we were talking about some of the teams we have this week. You know, Addison wrapped up last week. Going to the playoffs next week. We'll host in the first round.
Yeah.
Good Hope, we don't know yet where they're going, if they're going or if they're staying at home. We should know something tonight. We're trying to keep up on those rankings and other games around the county.
like we said,
or
before,
around the state, I should say.
It's going to make for a very interesting prep show on Tuesday.
A little bit of literature, a lot more studying I'm going to have to do this week before Tuesday. I went in last week not doing any homework, and that just won't fly this upcoming.
No.
Quite a bit of almost an amendment worth of legal papers to go through to figure out what Good Hope's doing this week, but maybe somebody will figure that out.
Well, you know, there is a show on Tuesday, Understanding the Law.
Right.
We could perhaps get one of the lawyers to sit down and try to wade through it.
Well, the thing is, it may not be a – it's not necessarily a law. It's a rule. So maybe do they understand rules,
too? Do they understand the rules? You know, that's a wonderful
Melvin
question.
Melvin could just say, no, I don't understand rules.
Call in on Tuesday, 256-737-9505, and he'll be glad to answer that.
Understanding the Law, 6-7 on Coleman's Live 95. As Simmons gets a carry, gets a first down, and then some gets to midfield and tackled there at the 50.
Dragging defenders with you.
Holly Pond came right back out, lined up in the wishbone, handed it off to the fullback, who just rumbled, stumbled, and bumbled for about 25 yards, dragging defenders with him. Powerful run by number 27, Kevin Simmons for the Broncos.
And he's every bit of a key player for Holly Pond. He's that well-built, beginning of a train kind of guy. You know, he's able to lower his shoulder and move very quickly.
He takes it up the middle off the left side, picks up, I'd say, 3 yards on that before the defense wrestled him down. You know, we're starting to see a few more holes open up in this Fairview defense. They played exceptionally tough in the first half.
Okay, Pond's just been – go ahead, Dylan.
Well, we can go ahead with this one, Josh. We're on this game first. We'll come back to me in a little bit.
Holly Pond's been just eating at Fairview's defensive line. I think it's a matter of time before that begins to deteriorate.
Second down now for the Broncos. They hand off to Simmons again, and he gets fights forward about a gain of two or three there.
It's going to bring up third down and short, Dylan.
And real quick, before we – yeah, it's an easy cut up to the left there. Simmons, you know, got wrapped up all there.
Very favorable spot there. He's got probably about 2 yards. Maybe a yard and a half.
This is the scenario that plays out right now. If Good Hope were to be given the number one seed in Region 5, they would host Randolph this next week. If they were given the number two, they would host DAR. If they were given the number three, it looks like they would travel to St. John Paul II.
Which is not a easy game.
Not necessarily, but this is a team that Fairview held down pretty close
that's
at one
a very good point.
Let's see where the spot is on this play. They handed it off again to number 27. That was Simmons around the left side. The defense really held. He's going to be close to the marker. They're signaling first down.
Yep, going to move the chains. That's a pretty good indication.
I thought Fairview might have held him on that.
Oh, yeah, no. And it was close enough that both men, teams on the field had to look to the sidelines to see if those chains were going to move.
So it will be a first down for the Broncos inside Fairview territory.
Triple back set up here for Holly Pond.
That's different quarterback in the game this time. As
ball's on the ground.
Did Fairview get it?
Fairview's saying they've got it.
As Jeremiah Holmes, the carrier, he fumbles.
Fairview's ball.
And the Aggies will take over on this one.
Man.
Wow, that's a momentum shift. Holly Pond was driving. Fairview got that turnover just when they needed it, Dylan.
They did, and it just came out. That was Holmes' first drop there. The last time Fairview or Holly Pond fumbled, it was actually, I believe, Boatwright. Anyways, first down from the 40-yard line of Fairview's as the Aggies will take over, moving right to left as you listen. Fakes the handoff to Ellis and keeps it himself. That's Dane Black, number six.
He may have picked up a yard, but he paid for it. He was hit by a host of Bronco defenders.
Doesn't look like they're going to favor him about half a yard.
It's going to be second down, about nine and a half to go.
The visitors tonight, the number four seed in their region, they will go to Geraldine next week, the number one seed in Region 7. Usually not the favorable game. It's first or second down now for the Aggies. They'll hand off to Tevin Ellis, and he'll get to the 50. And knocked down about the 50, about the 47.
You could see the potential of that play developing there, Dylan and Josh. He came around the left end, and for the first time, he really got that corner.
Yep.
Excellent blocking on the outside by the wide receivers. They're going to hurry up offense now.
As they try to speed it up there, it's Ellis again, and he tries to go for the original line, and he'll get to the line.
fought back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to be second down and about 10 yards to go. We're seeing a little bit of shoving down there now, but, you know, nothing that I would consider dirty at all. It's just two teams playing hard.
And, you know, it's a close game. Tensions are high. Everybody's getting a little tired. We're well into the third quarter now. It's about that time. This is where your strategy really wears on you because your mind's not in the best place when you become fatigued like this.
Black takes a shotgun snap, got a man in motion.
It's second down. He carries it himself, cuts to the right. He's going to break open in the midfield there and tries to get for the first down. Could he get it?
It's going to be about a yard short, Dylan.
Oh, no.
I don't know. They're saying chains moving.
And he will move the chains. It's first down. Ball set up at the 38-yard line.
I don't know.
I didn't think that he picked that up, but
I didn't think so either.
Referees are conferring.
Yeah. The head referee there, the one initiate. Oh, nope. They're going to go ahead and call it. Going to say that was a first. Starting to see some steam coming off the players and the referees coming down there. Don't know if it's too cold or if everybody's just getting hot-headed. It's this late into the third quarter. It could be a possibility.
It looks like they're going to confer a little bit more. While we're conferring a little bit more, I've got another team in the playoffs I'm checking out. It's one of the games we're watching right now, Pennington and Aniana. Of course, Aniana, I think last check, we're dominating that one.
Yep.
But Pennington will go on the road, but thankfully they'll go just down the road to Susan Moore. So not too much of a travel. Inter Blount County matchup for these two teams, you know, in the playoffs, first round.
Well, it's not too far to travel. Those two towns are really close.
Too.
It's a rematch. It's a rivalry game. Susan Moore won that game early in the year, but honestly, I was at that game. I was watching it. Pennington gave that game away. It was their game to win. They gave it away. Susan Moore took it. We've seen Pennington playing different football now. I think I think that game will be very interesting.
We might have to switch from being Coleman's Live 95 to Blount County's Live 95 next week for that
one. The Tri-County area's Live 95.5. They're still talking about something.
We are intergalactic, after
we
all.
Are.
That's right.
Anywhere you internet can be found, Live 95 can bring you music and entertainment of all shapes, sorts, and sizes.
Well, as for inter-county rivalries, this is the week for it, but in the first round of playoffs is unprecedented. It happens a lot the more than you think, but it is unprecedented to see it, especially that bitter of a rival. That's like, you know, facing, it's like a Vimont-Hansville or Vimont-Holly-Pond first-round playoff game. You don't see that too often, but of course, with the realignments, things have changed, and I'm thinking we've got a decision on the field as...
While we await the decision, let's say thank you to our advertisers, Coleman Appliance and Repair, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Support your local businesses. Support your small local businesses. These are the people that live in your community, and we certainly appreciate them enabling us to bring you Friday Night Live.
Looks like they're coming back from talking to both Coach Bates and Coach Redding of Fairview, and I think they've got a decision.
Not quite sure.
Was there a challenge thrown, I wonder, on one side or the other?
It
is Fairview ball.
Yep, they're going to move the chains back. It's going to be third down and about one. I did not think that he got that first down.
And the referees seem to agree with you guys. I agree with you guys as well. It was very close and it was very preliminary when they decided to give it to him, but now they've realigned everything and it's going to be third and short.
My guess is we're going to see Mr. Dane Black on this carry.
1:02 left to go in the third quarter. So far, a really great game here. 20-14, your score. Holly Pond on top if you're just tuning in. It's third and short here for the Aggies as they fake the handoff. Dane Black keeps it himself. He's got the first down. And then some. He'll be twisted. He stays on
his feet.
And he's down at about the 27-yard line as he spin moves away from the defender.
Tyler Boatwright for Holly Pond trying to wrestle the ball from him instead of just wrapping his arms around him and taking the tackle, trying to make a play out of that one. And Fairview made him pay for it by spinning him right off of him.
Picked up about an extra 5 yards on that spin move too, Josh.
Yep.
It's going to bring up first down and 10 from about the 26-yard line.
Fairview after after losing their first down said, here, we'll show you. We'll take it back again.
40 seconds as the quarterback keeps it himself, calls his own number, goes to the right, but he'll be met by defenders very quickly. The Broncos sniff that one out.
You know, he lost his footing right there, and it cost him amount of time. Holly Pine used that short amount of time to get into the backfield and catch him up with it.
Well, this is a game of split seconds, and when you lose your footing, that's enough of the defense to catch up with you. It's going to bring up second down and about 12 yards to go from the Holly Pond 30.
Another update from Aniana, Alabama, where J.B. Pennington is playing them. 21-14 Aniana with 11:53 left in the fourth. Looks like J.B. Pennington's trying to score their way back into that game.
Looks like the end of the quarter here at Fairview as the Aggies come in to talk it over with Coach. You know, they're still in this one. Very close game. 20-14. The fourth quarter coming up. And just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. So far, both teams have been hard to handle.
Oh, nicely done.
Very nicely done there, Dylan.
It is the fourth quarter, and it will be starting out with, I believe it's starting out with Fairview. I didn't remember who. I see Dane Black on the field. He does play defense as well, but
it's going to be about second down 11, second down and 12. You know, I'm not seeing...
It is Fairview's possession.
I'm seeing very positive body language from these Aggies. They do not look like a team that's down.
The final quarter is going to begin here in a little bit as there's the first snap. Quarterback keeps it himself. He's got room to run, and he'll be brought down.
Just short of the first down, looks like. Looks like he's about a half a yard.
It looks like he's tried to spin out of that one and fight for it, but I don't think he got it.
It's going to bring up about third down and 4, maybe 5 yards to go. He lines up with the shotgun.
As Holly Pond almost jumps the line, hands up to Tevin Ellis, goes to the left side, that's the first down. So as that's going on in the field, we got some scores. West Point over Cordova, 35-6 in quarter number 3, while Good Hope leads Hansville 29-12. Your game of the week, Holly Pond 20, Fairview 14. Back on the field, it's first down for the home Aggies.
First and 10 from about the 15, 16-yard line. Driving deep in the red zone. Black hand off to the up back. He goes around the right side, makes a first man miss. Picks up about 3 hard-fought yards, Dylan.
As Tevin Ellis on the carry spins out of that one, makes the first guy miss. Second guy wraps him up there and brings them down at about the 12-yard line. It's 2nd and 6 now. Just under 11 minutes to go on this game. As the Broncos knock, or the Aggies knock on the door of the Broncos end zone. Whistles on this one.
It's going to be a timeout called. Called on Holly Pond.
Holly Pond calls a timeout. We'll take one with them. Your score, 20-14 in the fourth quarter. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit as your Broncos lead.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We're in the fourth quarter of this one. It's been a really close one between these two. It's the Fairview Aggies and the Holly Pond Broncos. The Aggies knocking on the door of Bronco territory in the red zone tonight. It's second down and about six to go. Ball is placed on the 12-yard line. Dane Black at center here. Behind the center, I should say, actually. He's not the center. He's the quarterback. We're exhausted here tonight.
He's done it.
Glad you're with us.
I was going to say Dane Black's done everything else tonight except snap the ball.
As they hand off to Dumas, but he can't go anywhere, and he'll be wrapped up by Broncos.
What was the number on that Holly Pond defender? That defensive end, he did a great job of holding containment. It was not a defensive end. That was the quarterback, number 12, Kyler Cheney. Second big defensive stop we've seen from him.
And he's getting help from Lambert as well on that play. I think Lambert was the one that came in late and got the tackle.
It's going to be third down and 10 from about the 16, 17-yard line.
Need to convert on this one to keep this play alive. Knocking on the door here. It's third and 10 from the 16.
Blitz coming up the middle.
As they hand off to Ellis, and he'll be knocked back. A flag is down, however.
I believe that's going to be a face mask. No, it's going to be a hold against Fairview.
Not what they needed there as they failed to convert on third and 10. But a flag may repeat the down.
No, I believe Holly Pond's going to decline that. It's going to bring up about 4th and 15 from about the 21, 22-yard line.
If you're Fairview, do you go for it or just be safe and send out a field goal kicker here?
I think they go for it. I don't believe their kicker has a leg to make a field goal that's, we're talking a 36, 37-yarder.
And these are something that you'd say at a high school or not a high school, at a college or a pro level. You'd be like, okay, yeah, but this is – this is a different scenario. It's a different ball game compared to those higher-up levels. This is a high school football game here in the state of Alabama.
Watch for number 17, Dumas. He's lined up split to the left.
We got both quarterbacks on the field, but a timeout called. We'll take one with them. Your score, 20-14, 9:30 left to play as Holly Pond leads here on Coleman's Live 95. Stay tuned for Friday Night Live.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. So far, the Aggies rocking the Broncos on their way to the end zone, but can they get in the end zone on this play? It's fourth down. So far, the Broncos lead 20-14. 9:30 left to go in this ball game.
They get it down to about the 5-yard line, Dylan. They can pick up a first down without scoring. I would watch number 17, Jamal Dumas. He has not really been a part of the game so far. I would try to put the ball in his hands.
Martin, the quarterback on this one, he gets a snap. Pocket's closing. He's got to do something on his own. He stays on his feet. Gets past the line of scrimmage. He stays on his feet to the 10. Can he go away? He spins. It's about to the 2-yard line.
That's going
to
be a first down for the Fairview Aggies. Black put the team on his shoulders and carried them down to the 2-yard line. It's going to be first down and goal from the 2.
As they've been running as two quarterbacks tonight, it paid off dividends. On that play, Martin's usually been the throwing quarterback, but he's been showing he can do on his feet. Dane Black comes back in on this one. He's got Tevin Ellis to his left. It's first and goal from the very short field. He carries it himself to the end zone.
Touchdown, Aggies.
And Dane Black calls his own number, cuts to the left, and goes right into the pile to go into the end zone and score. And it makes it just even more interesting here.
It's 20-20. Fairview just tied it up. If they take the point after, they're going to take the lead.
I bet you didn't expect this one tonight. It's been really close. We're glad you're with us here as the extra point waiting. It's up. And that will be good. Looks like a one-point lead for the home team. The Fairview Aggies lead 21-20. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95 as Fairview takes a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. 9:08 left to play as the Broncos are back to receive as West Point looks like they're leading Cordova 35-6 in quarter number three, while Good Hope leads Hansville 29-12. Back with your game of the week now as the Aggies take a one-point lead, and we'll send this to the Broncos.
Aggies line up to kick it off from the 40-yard line. We have not seen any deep kicks on kickoffs tonight. It's a high short kick, fielded at about the 30.
Oh.
Ooh, he had a hole for a moment, got it up to the 40-yard line. Good field position to start with for the Holly Pond Broncos.
Absolutely. We've seen them take the ball from here several times tonight, and they've not had any problem getting down into the red zone.
As Medina, the kicker for these Aggies, as Broncos start with good real estate here. They've got to have the pressure, though. It's a one-point game in the fourth quarter. We could be looking at another barn burner here tonight.
So far, it's been a very exciting game, Dylan. Three backs lined up for Holly Pond.
It's first down for the Broncos as different quarterback in the game this time as Cheney has been out. I wonder if something happened to him. They want to go with Brody Roll as he hands off. And did Fairy pick it up?
No. Simmons, okay. Simmons just caught about the line of scrimmage. With a host of Fairview Aggies.
As they're just excited to stop the ball at
they
least, because
really
they are leading this one. It's almost like it was a fumble or something. The level of excitement. These Fairview fans are in this one here, and we're glad you're with us.
It's going to be second down and 10.
As the Broncos move from right to left, Roll is going to keep it himself. He's got to try to throw. He'll be sacked there. And that's a big momentum shift for the Aggies.
About a six-yard loss there for the Broncos. He got away from the defensive end the first rush. The defensive end was persistent, stayed after him, ran him down as he tried to turn the corner. It's going to bring up third down and long, about 14 yards for the first down.
And I don't know if there's much to be said about Brody Roll's game so far. It's usually been Kyler Cheney this season, but he has dueled with him, and now they've got him starting this fourth quarter.
I will say this, he's very speedy.
He really
very
is.
Very fast.
So it is third and long here. Roll with the snap. He's got time to throw. He throws it. He's got a man. It's Cornelio, and not enough for the first down. He gets to the original line of scrimmage, however, and a gain of one on that. So it's
going to
be fourth and nine.
Fourth down and nine. Let's see if number 12 comes back on the field. He's their punter, as well as being the starter at quarterback. I did not see him come in the game. Nope, I see him on the sideline.
As pass was completed to Cornelio.
It's fourth down and nine.
And they're going to send Roll back to play the position of punter as well.
Watch for a fake.
As sends it up.
Not a good kick off the side of his foot.
Very high there. It's going to be
takes a Fairview bounce. Fairview's going to take over at about the 37-yard line. Not what you wanted if you're a Holly Pond Bronco.
Absolutely what you wanted if you're a Fairview Aggie.
I have to wonder if maybe Cheney got a little bit shook up on that defensive
maybe.
Play. He came out after that play, and he did not play on that offensive series.
And this is exactly the place on the field you want to start if you're Fairview. Once again, very familiar place to start your drives. We've seen them punch it in from here in no amount of time whatsoever.
Grind the clock, control the ball.
Yep.
Make sure you cover it well because those Broncos are going to be trying to strip it. They're all on the line.
6:51 as Fairview leads with one. That's Dane Black on the carry. First down.
He's got blockers.
He's got blockers.
He's still on his feet. He's got blockers. He's running to the 30 and goes out of bounds.
About a 40-yard run by Black. Had a blocker downfield. Holly Pond snuck almost everyone up to the line of scrimmage. They had 9, maybe 10 players in the box. Once Black got through the initial surge, there was nobody back for the Holly Pond Broncos.
First and 10 from the 33 of Holly Pond. A big move by the Aggies. Dane Black behind the center gets a snap, carries it himself again, and gets to about the 32. About the 28, actually, as it's going to be 2nd and 7.
Fairview watching the sideline over here looking for some hand signals to give them a play. A lot of hand signals coming from the sideline tonight. And rightfully so. A game as close as this one, you want to make sure you're getting all the communication from the sideline over to the huddle. Looks like Fairview finally got what they were looking for. Setting up in a shotgun formation.
2nd and 7 now for the Aggies as Dane Black hands it off to Tevin Ellis, and he goes right through the middle there. He stays on his feet. Could have the first down.
I believe he's going to be about a yard short, maybe 2, Dylan. Gutsy, gutsy run by Ellis. He moved the pile.
He lost his shoe, too.
It's going to bring up about 3rd down and 2.
2 yards short, but he didn't lose his shoe, however. So that's a sign of a good drive there by a running back. It's 3rd and short here as he loses his footing again, but quarterback keeps it himself.
Black's going to be close. If it's a left-foot spot, he might have it.
Waiting on word from the officials. Chain Gang knowing better than to move.
They're saying a first down. It's going to be 1st and 10 from about the 21 for the Fairview Aggies.
Holly Pond defender's not happy about that one.
5:20 with the clock running here. First down. Tevin Ellis on the carry. Hands off from Black and nowhere going. But, of course, you're trying to burn the clock here. You've got a 1-point lead against your biggest rival.
Lost about three, maybe four yards on that one, Dylan and Josh.
And, you know, this is like the Iron Bowl of this community, of course. You know, we had the Brandon Iron Bowl to begin the season.
Right.
So this is the big one between these two communities, Holly Pond and Fairview. Just sharing a common border just down to Highway 69. You can just take Highway 55. That's the road we're probably going to take home, actually.
That's right.
If you know some geography from around here, it's 2nd and long here. As
quarterback
keeps
calls
himself
his own number.
And gets to about the 22. These two teams, very close to each other. These schools, maybe about 5 or 6 miles apart from one another. 3A, Holly Pond going to the playoffs while 4A,
it's going to be an official timeout. Can't tell if the player's down or
so
not.
So we got a Bronco down on the field. Maybe cramps. We don't know just yet.
That's what it looks like.
We'll take a quick break here. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. NMLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as Dane Black keeps it himself, calls his own number, and motions to the left and moves downfield to pick up a 1st and goal for his team, knocking on the door again as the Fairview Aggies lead by 1.
Got 3:58. We're under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Black has been calling his number more than anything else. He's He's limping a little bit, but this young man has shown exceptional toughness in this game.
That's first and goal, keeps it himself again, spins and gets tackled all up by Holly Pond defenders there.
That clock is the biggest enemy for the Broncos.
There's just 3:30 left to play. It's second and goal now. The Aggies couldn't win this one if they hold on here. 1 point advantage. They're knocking on the door of the end zone, however.
It's going to be huge for Fairview if you win this one. Just for bragging rights, just for seeing folks around in the county.
Absolutely.
Quite a good way to end the season if you're Fairview.
And you know, it's just like Alabama and Auburn. It doesn't matter how well each team is doing. One team could be on the brink of a national championship and one on the brink of going to maybe the Birmingham Bowl or maybe not even going to a bowl game. And these fans are still in it with this one. Fairview's going home after this one and beginning basketball season, while Holly Pond is supposed to try one to Geraldine.
We're down under 3 minutes now, about 2 minutes, 40 seconds left.
And the third and goal now is Dane Black trying to keep it himself again and went nowhere, just running time out here.
Well, you're close enough now. You've got a field goal kicker who can hit a field goal from this distance.
Well, we've seen Holly Pond drive right back with enough time. If they leave enough time for Holly Pond, that'll be their kryptonite.
Under 10 seconds on the play clock. You got to believe that Black is going to use every second.
3-2-1, timeout.
2 minutes, 15 seconds left. Timeout with the Fairview Aggies. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages on Friday Night Live
Happy
on 95.5.
Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, as we're back here at Fairview High School.
A little update here, Dylan. From that Pennington-Aniana game, Aniana managed to squeeze out another score, 28-14 over J.B. Pennington, 2:43 left in the fourth quarter. Pennington probably still trying to get back into that one.
West Point trying to get back in the W column, 41-6 over Cordova in quarter number three, while Good Hope is taking it away from Holly, or from Hansville, I should say, 43-12. Still in quarter number three. We're in quarter number one, 2:15, quarter number four, 2:15 to play. Completely opposite as third goal and could not convert on third down. It's fourth down approaching, but you're close enough to kick this one, Chris.
You are close enough to kick, but I'm not sure if I would kick it. It's going to be a timeout called by Holly Pond. We've not even seen if they carry a kicker. You want to stick with this, Dylan, or would you like
to stick with this one here and, you know, just talk some other teams over. Of course, you know, again, basketball season is the next coming up thing for Fairview after this one tonight.
Yeah.
Holly Pond, of course, Geraldine in the first round.
Tough game, Geraldine's going to be.
It is. And, you know, if you were Good Hope or, you know, Fairview, if Fairview was playoff eligible, there was a chance it could have been a Fairview-Good Hope first round.
Ooh.
But they were just shy of it. But, you know, they're back into this Fairview team is poised to do something good next year.
Absolutely. You know, the guys on the field have really got, at least the ones coming back next year, have gotten quite a bit of play time throughout the season. I really expect Fairview to be much stronger next year.
I think the two teams to watch preliminarily is going to be Cullman and Fairview.
Absolutely.
Both of them were young teams. They had some struggles this year, but showed flashes of something that could be very special.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, just different blood coming in, always new blood, and you've got to line it up right with each team. Of course, Fairview knocking on the door of taking a win away from Holly Pond, which is huge for them. Fairview has been the dominant team in the series altogether between these two, but more recently it's been Holly Pond's series.
All right, we got a different person at quarterback. Blackman's out. We saw him limping just a few moments ago.
They're going to put Martin in to finish this one. Fourth down. Martin to throw. He's got it picked. It's picked in the end zone by the Broncos.
Broncos will take over at the 20-yard line.
just enough time to make something happen here.
2 minutes left to go. What do you do?
You prevented a big score there for Holly Pond. That is huge for the Broncos. You just prevented a big score that would have took the game away from this team. But now Holly Pond will start from the 20, and they've got a race down that field. They've got 1:59 to play with.
But you know what? Yeah, every day at practice, you run a 2-minute drill. Usually the very end of practice, and there's a reason behind that madness. Coaches want you at your most fatigued, at your tiredest, to run a 2-minute drill, to think about situations like this, to prepare you for this exact moment.
Welcome to the final 2 minutes of this one as Brody Roll at quarterback whistles all over this one. A flag is down. It's going to be a false start on the offense. So that's sending 5 yards back here. That's not good, Chris.
No, that's not how you want to start it. And, again, you have to wonder about how is Cheney. You know, number 12 for Holly Pond, he's played a really good game up until this point. I have to think that he might have gotten banged up a little bit and is not able to play because this is the last game of the season. He would want to be there, especially in a time like this. It's going to be first down and 15 from about the 15-yard line.
As they trust Brody Roll here. First and 15. He's got a throw. He heaves it out there, and it could
There's
be picked.
Defender.
Is it?
It's oh, he had it in his hand.
Deflected there by Fairview and almost picked off.
That was more than deflected there, Dylan. Fairview's defender there had it in
almost
his hand.
Almost had it there.
Hit the ground and loses the ball. He could have sealed the game with that pick.
Well, something else that I noticed, Roll took a big hit. Yep. He stepped into that throw knowing he was about to get blasted, and he did. Took a shot right in the ribs, very slow to get back up.
Stays on the field, however, at quarterback. He really showed he could throw it there, but Holly Pond could not connect as Fairview puts a body between it. Second and 5. Second and 15 as they connect to Cornelio at the 20 and get to about the original line of scrimmage.
It's going to be third down and 10, Dylan.
Only a 5-yard gain there from Cornelio as you get it out there, but you've got 1:39. They've been burning 10 seconds on each drive.
You know, if you're Fairview, you will give them a 5-yard dump pass every time. You'll just keep the ball in front of you. The clock is your friend. It's like a 12th defender out on the field.
A timeout call by both these, well, one of these teams. Both these teams will go talk things over. You can't call timeouts.
You
can't.
You can't.
That was a mental mistake.
That was a mental mistake by me. Yeah, I'm probably 4-0 on mental mistakes so far tonight. Throw a flag on me.
I think we should, next year we should have a mental mistake jar.
Yeah.
And each time one of us makes it, I've made my fair share of this year for sure.
For sure. Yeah. We've all got some mental mistakes here. That'd be a lot of money to put towards
some good charity.
Like Coleman Community Radio, perhaps?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Help us expand our coverage of more Coleman County athletics, like even basketball, volleyball, softball, baseball, or whatever other sport there is out there. We'd
E-sports?
Love to cover it. Yeah. Contact us, studio at live95coleman.com.
It's going to be third down and 10. Rolls back in the shotgun.
And we do have eSports in Coleman County. Just heard
we
of
do.
Von Vonmont has rolled to throw on third and long. Hey, heaves it out there. He's got a man. It's no!
That's good defense by Fairview there.
Boatwright almost had it.
Had
Fairview
it in his hands.
Caught it there.
Boatwright had both hands around that ball. Fairview reaching up before he comes to the ground and just stripping it right out.
Excellent defense by the Fairview Aggies. That was a jump ball situation. Boatwright's one of the tallest players on the field. He went up for it, had it in his hands, couldn't come down with
it. Expect to see that same play here. They're throwing it way up and hoping that one of their wide receivers, possibly Boatwright again, rebounds that one.
Fourth and 10.
1:31.
Fairview makes
Hail Mary
there,
attempt.
It's huge.
Throws it to Cornelio. It's caught for the first down and then some at the 49.
But he stayed in bounds. He didn't get out.
They've got to hurry up and spike it if they want to give a shot or waste
the
time out.
The clock is not running, however.
No, it's a first down. The clock's going to stop on the first down. Once the chains get set, the officials will signal and the clock will go.
They'll start running, yes. As we all need a little refresher on the rules every once in a while.
A minute 20 left in this ball game. 49-yard line.
Now it's running and they spike it, yes. We're getting on it. We're learning here.
We're getting it.
Second down coming up now after the spike, of course. We stopped the clock at 1:14.
Oh, boy. This game just got a lot more exciting.
So from the 49-yard line of their own, they've got to get about 50 yards downfield in about 1:14.
If you're a Holly Pond receiver, you have to be cognizant of where the sidelines and where the first down marker
Absolutely.
Is. If you get a reception, you want to either get the first down or get out of bounds so that way you can stop the clock.
Marker's at the 41-yard line to get the first down. It's roll to throw. He's got a man that's caught by Lambert.
Oh, big
and
hit.
Big hit there by the Aggies. They've got to hurry up and move, but he is down.
He's down and
it's
hurt.
It's probably going to be an injury timeout.
Yep.
They're going to whistle that one off, and he doesn't look too good.
Writhing in pain, he took a hit shot right to the back from the cornerback.
We'll take a quick break while we hope to see if he gets back on his feet. Friday Night Live will continue just a little bit here on Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As Lambert with the catch gets back up on his own power, however, and walks to the sideline. We don't see Cheney at all on the sideline. Do you see him, Chris, at all as we were?
No, I have not seen him. He was... I would say a couple of series ago we saw him, but I haven't seen him since.
Clock is moving, 55 seconds on third down. They get the first down.
Flag down on the play, though. As the official signaling. Yes. All right, we see Cheney on the sideline now. He's up and walking around. It's going to be movement on the Holly Pond Broncos. Mental mistakes, Josh. They'll kill you.
Yep, absolutely.
It's going to bring up third down and about seven, maybe six to go.
Quick update. J.B. Pennington scored another one, trying to bring it within one score against Aniana, 28-21. A minute and 39 left to go in their fourth quarter.
Go Tigers.
Third down, 45 seconds. Roll's got to do something. He's got to throw it out there. He gets it. Picked by the Aggies.
Did he hang on to it?
Nope, they're going to call it
incomplete. Did not hold on to it there as he just came down with it and just let it loose. Almost picked, but he just didn't seem to not care there.
Well, this game is going to come down to this upcoming play. It's going to be fourth down, 6 yards to go. Fairview is fired up, ladies and gentlemen. They have got to keep the ball in front of them. Don't let anyone get behind you. If you make the tackle, keep it in bounds. 37 seconds left.
On fourth down, Holly Pond ball, roll to throw, steps back, heaves it, first down, and still on his feet, needs to get out of bounds. They're not going to let him.
No.
30 seconds, and going to be running when the chains get set.
Look to see Holly Pond get right back up to the line of scrimmage and spike the ball.
They pick up the conversion they needed, but they just need to put the ball on the ground.
They're going to have about 25 seconds to go. No surprise there. Roll spikes the ball, stops the clock. 28 seconds left to go. It's going to be second down and 10 from about the 31, 32-yard line. You know, Holly Pond's had some success with the short passing game, but we haven't seen them connect on a long ball. You know, not one time this game have we seen a pass over about 10 yards.
As the student section here on the Fairview side is getting into this one, second and 10 here from the 33 in the fourth quarter with only 28 seconds remaining. It's Brody Roll to lead the Broncos. Pass is going to be over to Holmes, and that's picked.
That's
picked by the Aggies, and that's Dumas, and he's going to take it to the house. Could he? He can be pushed out near the 25-yard line, and that should do it.
The defender, the right defensive end, I did not get the number for Fairview. Again, blew up Roll on the pass. That might have had something to do with it. That pass kind of fluttered a little bit. Dumas was right underneath it, returned it back all the way down to about the 30-yard line. I expect we'll see a victory formation here, Dylan.
As they inherit 14 seconds on the clock, they will likely, if everything goes right, unless some kind of freak of nature thing happens in this last 14 seconds, they'll likely come out in the V and seal this one with a 1-point lead. As That'll be the case as Dane Black comes back out here to knee it down for his Aggies, and they will win this one. 21-20, a very close nail-biter here, and only one man could have predicted this one, Mr. Christopher Greer.
I missed it by a point. I thought they'd win by two. Fairview played a lights-out ball game, and if you had to name a star of the game, it would have to be Dane Black.
Sure.
He put the team on his shoulders.
Yep. And that's quite a gutsy call. You know, to call your own number that many times throughout the game is almost cocky, but you know what? It paid off for it.
And I want to give credit where it's due to both of these teams. We've seen great sportsmanship. They played with class. They played with pride. You know, I've seen players helping other ones up. I know it's a rivalry game, but that doesn't change the fact you play the game with a little bit of dignity and a little bit of pride. If both these teams did this tonight, there was no loser here in my book.
Not at all. And these two communities both come out feeling like winners. Of course, Holly Fawn, it didn't matter to them. They're going to the playoffs anyways. A win tonight would just seal bragging rights for one team or the other, but these two communities share a lot of love with one another here, and it's evident in this game that we saw just a lot of sportsmanship and a lot of great play between these two teams as they both mingle at midfield. As the post-game ceremony is going on now, it's a big rivalry between these two, but, you know, it shows it's bigger than just whatever we say is, you know, these two teams don't like each other or whatever. No, they show a lot of love with one another here.
Well, you see
midfield, you know, the game is over, and, yeah, Chris.
And a little update. Sorry, I'm going to let you get to that, Chris, in just a second. 28-21, Aniana over J.B. Pennington.
Well, I hate to hear that, but what I'm seeing on the field right now, just to describe it to you, anyone who's listening, the Holly Pond Broncos and the Aggies, they've intermingled. You know, they're not separate at all, and they're all taking a knee, and they're all saying a prayer. And that's what this game is about. This is two teams with two coaches that are making better young men out of young men.
Absolutely, Chris. Well said. Looks like West Point is leading Cordova 41-14, while Good Hope 46 over Hansville's 18 in the fourth quarter. Of course, this one, a nail-biter, is over here. 21-20, Fairview wins at home and finishes their season in the W column. Of course, Holly Pond will move on to the playoffs. Round one is next week at Geraldine, which is a pretty far drive up northeast Alabama. Well, we'll still see where Good Hope is going to go next week. Addison, of course, at home hosting in the first round. They'll be hosting Sullivan.
What a ball game.
What a game, man. Well, of course.
This was as exciting of a game as I've seen. Of course, I wasn't there for the Fayette County Good Hope game.
Right.
Yeah.
But this...
Two really close games back-to-back.
Man, you couldn't ask for a better football game.
True.
You couldn't ask for a better football season. I'm glad we've got to do this together because we have had some pretty great times so far together. And, you know, it's almost over, but I hope we get a deep playoff run together.
Maybe so. And that's definitely, we're rooting for all of these Coleman County schools. We've got several in the playoff run.
Yeah, we do, and we're glad to see them, and we're glad to see them all move on to the next level. Of course, some of these players, this is the end of their football career, maybe, unless they're moving on to play in college. But, you know, for some, it's over.
Yeah.
And they played a great game for these Fairview Aggies. But for some, that's momentum to move on to the next level, whether that be at a small college or, you know, a small fish in a big pond somewhere like in Alabama or UAB like you went to, Chris. And, of course, you know, nothing is impossible.
No, sure. No, it's not. And, you know, for the players who this is their last time playing the game, and I can tell you it's very emotional when you're down there and you're facing what could be your last game ever, you couldn't ask for a better way to go out. The Fairview Aggies left everything they had on the football field. Dane Black, somebody buy that young man a steak because, honestly, he showed so much guts in this game.
A lot of love on the field as the Fairview Aggies come and give one more chant together as a team here. It is bittersweet to see this happen right here because, you know, this is the end of the season and, like, again, possibly the end of football careers for some players. They just move on to different things in their next stage in life, and it's just bittersweet to see these players go out and take everything with them here. 2019 season is the next thing on their minds as they'll start practice tomorrow for the next season. While some players will move on to basketball or other sports, starting in the spring, Holly Pond will move on to continue their football season with a postseason round one game against Geraldine. Good Hope will wait to see and get you updated on the Facebook page as well, but Addison will also host in the first round. That's what we know about playoffs. Once we know the correct seeding for Good Hope, we'll get it out to you as soon as possible, as they've got to deal with a three-way tie with Fayette County and Northside. Of course, both Coleman County teams we have playing tonight are also leading right now, going into the fourth quarter, being West Point and Good Hope. Folks, that'll do it for us here from Dafford Smith Stadium. The Broncos fall to the Aggies 21-20 in a really thrilling nail-biter here. For Christopher Greer and Joshua Lawler, I'm Dylan Deemer. Stay tuned. We'll be re-airing the game on Facebook Live if you want to listen to it all you want to.
There you go. On demand, anytime you want it.
But stick around. More music coming up here on Coleman's Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.